Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Actually, we will soon, hopefully. Scheduled to join us, always scheduled, Hunter Dickinson from Kansas. The center, 7'2" center from the Kansas Jayhawks. Okay. Scheduled to join us shortly.
Maybe he's got shoulder rehab coming up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, he separated his shoulder in the Houston game, end of the regular season, where they got bludgeoned. And then he didn't play in the Big 12 tournament, but you know, we can talk to him.
I believe he's with us now. Hunter Dickinson from the Kansas Jayhawks as they're preparing to take on Samford in the first round of the NCAA tournament. What's up, Hunter? Thanks for the time, man.
What's up, bro?
What's up, guys?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. All right, first and foremost, let's get it out of the way. How is the shoulder feeling today? I know you got some rehab you're going to do, kind of preparing for the Samford game. I know you're not 100%, but how are you feeling?
Yeah, no, it's done. It's been really good. You know, been putting a lot of hours in with my, you know, athletic trainer. I've been doing 2 to 3 rehab sessions a day, and I think I'll be pretty much 100% by Thursday. So I'm really glad with the rehab, and it's been going really good.
Really? So that's awesome. I'm going through a shoulder problem right now, and it's unbelievable how long it takes to get back to 100%.
Well, now, you're also way older.
I'm a lot older.
A lot older.
All right. But Hunter separated his shoulder. It didn't look good when you're walking off the court against Houston.
It didn't feel too good either. You know, it was kind of just like, what the heck kind of thing when, you know, your shoulder's kind of like down and out from where it's normally good. But good thing, you know, when I was running back to the bench, it popped in by itself. So that was a good part. Yeah.
So that means, was that the first time it's popped out?
It's done things similar, like it's moved, you know, done things similar to that, but it's never like came out and stayed out. So that was kind of like a new experience for me.
So like when you say it popped back in by itself, do you know how to like manipulate it, like to get it back in? Like what does that entail?
Nah, I was just running back to the bench and thankfully just shot back up into my
socket. That pain is insane. When it dislocates, it is insane pain.
Now, your doctor didn't tell you you would need surgery after the season, correct?
No. I'm fine.
Okay, great. All right. All right, so let's just talk about, I know you weren't happy with how the end of the regular season ended and obviously the Big 12 tournament because you weren't able to go. But let's just talk about how you're preparing for this game. And you're going to be playing on Thursday night, East Coast time, about 10 o'clock out in Utah against Samford. Samford's coach, I don't know if you know this, Hunter, but his name's Bucky McMillan. He was a high school coach like 4 years ago. And they hired him. Samford was terrible in college hoops. They hired him, and he's turned them into a tournament team. So kind of just talk about the preparation for this team. What are you guys noticing on film on Samford?
Yeah, when they first announced Samford, you know, me personally, you know, I've been around college for a little bit now, and every time the tournament comes out, you know, you always hear Samford's name being called recently. Mm-hmm. I think that's a credit to the coach, you know, just building a great program. But, you know, coach told us right from the get-go, you know, right after they selected him, that, you know, they're a great three-point shooting team. Defensively, you know, they kind of change up their schemes pretty often. They're a heavy pressing team, and so I think that's things that, you know, we're trying to work on this week is really guarding the three-point line, because that's something, you know, we've probably struggled a little bit with, especially in conference play and especially on the road. Mm-hmm. And then just being able to handle their pressure, I think, will be really important. I think if we're able to, you know, execute against their pressure and then guard the three-point line, I think those are the two keys for us heading into the matchup.
So when you guys are preparing for the first-round game, does Coach Self, does he even talk about the second matchup, possible matchup with Gonzaga or McNeese? Is it all about Samford?
I mean, you know, when the bracket first came out, you know, he kind of laid it out for us. It felt like and kind of gave us, you know, our path. But he definitely emphasized that, you know, this first game is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great test for us by, you know, a really well-coached team. And that, you know, if we win this game, you know, we set ourselves up for, you know, some possible success down the road.
Hunter, are the Kansas fans, are they okay? Have they recovered from just being a 4 seed in the tournament? I know that's a low seed for the Jayhawks. You guys are used to being like 1 or 2 seeds. Are the fans in Lawrence okay with the 4 seed? How are they handling that?
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, I mean, just the investment, you know, it's got its ups and its downs. Like, you know, when you play in Allen Fieldhouse, there's nothing like it. You know, the fans are so crazy. And then, you know, if you lose, you know, you kind of bring that craziness on, especially on like Twitter and stuff. They're going to let you know. But, you know, having Coach Self here, you know, there's a level of expectation, you know, around the program and stuff like that. And that's something that, you know, we got to uphold and maintain. And so, you know, obviously, we've probably had a down year, which is still, you know, a 4 seed in the tournament, which is crazy to say. But, you know, we're very talented, obviously really well coached. And I think if we can just put, you know, the pieces together at the right time, I think we can make a run here.
So talk about, yeah, I mean, you guys struggled on the road, all right? You're obviously dominant at home, always have been. What do you think the reason was for the struggles on the road when you went to, you know, you lost at West Virginia and Iowa State? Not that, Iowa State's tough. I mean, went to Kansas State and lost, Texas Tech. What was the struggle for the main reason on the road?
I think, you know, when, you know, we have, you know, more of a newer team. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, guys, you know, had to kind of realize that we are the University of Kansas. And whenever we go on the road, you know, it's going to be another team Super Bowl. Every time we step out there, and you know they're going to play their butts off every game. I'm pretty sure there was a stat that kind of made it all the way through the end of the season that, you know, if you were able to beat Kansas, you were going to lose. You know, you lost your next game.
Wow.
I think that's just, you know, a test to, you know, everybody, you know, taking the Kansas game so seriously. You can tell by just, you know, the ticket prices of, you know, wherever we were going. You know, the normal ticket price, and then whenever Kansas came into town, it was, you know, a lot more. And so we had to take, you know, each game more seriously. I think during the 3-point line, like I said earlier, I don't think we did that enough and kind of took that seriously enough. But Coach Self said it best after one of the games. You know, when you make it to the NCAA tournament, there's no road games. They're all neutral site games. So you don't have to worry about playing on the road in the tournament.
What's the transition been like for you? Was it easy to, you know, come from being a Michigan guy to you know, sort of embracing everything Jayhawk? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, you know, when I first made the transfer, I didn't really know kind of how I was going to be perceived by, you know, whether it's the team, the community, anything like that. But I would say the transition's been really smooth. You know, the people here are super nice, whether it's the community, you know, like, people that work in the building, everything. And then as far as my teammates go, like I said earlier, like, it's a pretty brand new team almost. You know, we only had like, I think 3 starters come back and then only like 2 more scholarship players. So relatively new team. But, you know, everybody, you know, kind of gelled really, really fast. And I think, you know, that was really cool to see, just kind of everybody being able to, you know, hang out and, you know, talk in the locker room and stuff. So, it's been a really smooth transition and something that, you know, I've been really happy to see.
So I know you're happy that you landed at Kansas, but just kind of going back, getting into your head, was the transfer portal odyssey just a real headache for you until you finally landed on it? I mean, I know NILs has a big part of it too, but just kind of deciding on what schools you wanted to talk to and visit, and then you finally landed at Kansas. Was that just a headache?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I first got into the portal, I kind of already knew, like, I kind of had a list of a couple schools where I was like, you know, I wanted to, you know, really talk to them and kind of see where their interest level was at. But when I first entered the portal, it was, like, you know, kind of fun because it's like, who doesn't want to be, like, wanted? So, you know, it definitely was fun. But It quickly turned back into that high school recruiting where it gets old after a while. You know, we got to realize, like, if you have like 10 schools calling you, there's like four coaches from each school
right.
are probably going to call you. And so that's like 40 phone calls divided up into a week. So you're probably getting like 6 calls a day from just people who are asking the same
just random
and over. So,
right.
Yeah, just it's 6 calls and they all start with, you know, how are you doing? How are your parents? You up to, and it's just like it can definitely get repetitive, a little old.
Yeah.
So everybody thought I was dragging my recruitment out. I was like, bro, once I know, I'm gonna say it.
You're gonna be out there. Do you have any eligibility left? I should know this.
Yes, I do have the COVID year.
You have the COVID. You have one more year. Okay.
Yep. Right.
Is that a possibility? We see you back at Kansas next year.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's possible. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with how we do as a team. And then, you know, I've been in the spot since like my freshman year.
Yep.
There, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to leave or go. And so thankfully I'm kind of used to it now. So pretty good at being able to delay it till after the season. I know, you know, March Madness has a lot to do with people's
sure.
draft stock and stuff like that.
Right.
If you're able to, you know, really play good and showcase your abilities on the biggest stage, you know, that tends to really boost your draft stock. So I'm not really worried about it. You know, if you make a, you know, a good run here and win some games that I'm playing pretty well, you know, we can get that, you know, after the season with Coach Self and my family.
All right. So when do you guys leave for Utah? Later today?
Actually, yeah, we actually leave today. So we have practice, and then we're going to head over there and get there pretty early, try to get adjusted to the elevation and everything.
All right, man. Hey, good luck. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Good luck Thursday night against Samford. Stay healthy, and hopefully you know, we're talking about you for the next couple weekends, bro.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks,
all right,
buddy. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Hunter Dickinson, University of Kansas. Trying to get that shoulder back to 100%, playing Samford. And then if they beat Samford, they play the winner of the Gonzaga-McNeese game.
What does he do, like, in 10 years? Does he wear a Michigan sweatshirt or does he wear a Kansas sweatshirt?
He can wear either one.
He can wear either one. No big deal.
That's a great question.
I think he can wear both.
I think I was going to ask it, but I knew he would just be political and just say he'd wear both.
He can do appearances in Ann Arbor and in Lawrence. Double dip.
Right.
Make a bunch of cash.
And with the NIL, the way that works, you know, next year, if he came back to school,
he'd make another million bucks.
He'd make more money, unless he was drafted pretty high in the NBA. He'd make more money at Kansas than he would possibly, you know, going either a second round pick or going overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's something
to think about. I saw somewhere they list him at 7'2". Is he literally 7'2"?
I've stood next to him, and he looks 7'2".
He dwarfs you? Like he's,
oh, yeah.
Not many people are going to dwarf you when you see
him. I mean, he's definitely a 7-footer. Yeah. I don't know if he's quite 7'2".
I didn't think he was
7'2". He might not be 7'2", but he's in the 7s.
Maybe with Hokas.
Yeah, I mean,
Hokas definitely elevate you a bit.
You're wearing the Hokas. It's a good move, right?
No, I'm wearing Brooks.
Oh, you're wearing Brooks.
These have a thick sole.
They do
too.
Have a big sole.
Add a little half inch.
He's a tall ass bro.
We could all use a half inch.
We could all certainly use it in all different parts of your body.
Now, the other thing that's good is that, and who knows how serious that was. If it was just a dislocation, there was no ligament damage, tendon damage. not to avoid it, shoulder surgery. That's huge.
Well, I mean, it's just a choice. He might be being coy there.
He could be,
because
could
if your shoulder truly dislocates, there's
some
a tear.
I would think.
It's a matter of how big the tear is.
Right.
My son had a small tear, but it popped out. We still did surgery because that way you nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because I heard Randolph Childress talking about this, former great Wake Forest Demon Deacon.
Yeah.
And he said, and they were talking about Dickinson, the shoulder, and he said, shoulder surgery, he'd much rather have ACL and knee surgery than a shoulder surgery.
Oh, it's that painful.
He said, yeah, because it takes a lot longer, too, to get back.
Yeah.
No. So I cried when the nerve block wore off. It stunned me. Mm-hmm. At night, the pain.
I know.
Going through the whole ice machine. I had the whole thing going on.
Vicodin, probably painkillers.
I think I avoided it until I started crying. Then I took it.
Then you start gobbling them.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Advil ain't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, another really good player for Kansas, Kevin McCullough, who's their leading scorer, also has an injury. Ooh. So they've got McCullough. I don't know if McCullough is going to go.
You know what you're doing
Thursday
right
night.
Now. You're tempting me to take Samford plus the points.
Well, I'm just saying. They're
I think I might do that.
They're not a very deep team anyway.
Okay.
And their top two players are both dinged. So it's something to keep an eye on.
You know what? I'm going to bet on Samford's coach, who's a poker degenerate.
He is.
That's going to be my move.
Bucky McMillan. He loves to see flops.
Coming up at 9:45 this morning, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO Tour is coming to Capital One Arena this fall. We'll give those away coming up at 9:45.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.